So the original fish people who chose to stay on an astral plane to continue their spiritual mission have kept evolving into multiple forms and higher consciousness, while the ones who chose to incarnate in physical species have kept comparatively similar forms and have longed for the astral plane they left. They get often trapped between dimensions, slowing down both consciousness and genetic evolution. This shows that the souls who choose higher dimensional levels of existence for their evolution will easily remain faithful to their spiritual missions and develop universal consciousness faster, while the souls who choose denser planes for their evolution, like the physical 3D, will evolve through a much longer process of reincarnation through multiple biological bodies, whose forms evolve very slowly. Through physical imitations and pains, their souls keep longing for their higher levels of existence. This holds the teaching that your people can now learn, from that first soul evolution experiment here. The liquid phase of creation is inscribed in the soul of Mother Earth and the souls of all her children, who all incarnate in bodies, made mostly of water, as water carries memories and life in its molecules. It was the longest phase of biological evolution on Earth, during which consciousness evolved slowly. Chapter 24 Ovarians. The aggregated particles grew into an immense single solid land mass you call Pangaea. It took a time over your comprehension for it to form and emerge from the primal chaotic sea of life. This self-birthing process helped our Mother Earth's individual consciousness to take form in her soul. The miracle of living creation and consciousness evolution is always assisted by myriads of spiritual entities, the birthing and evolution of planets and their soul being watched over by our eldest elders. This new environment started the solid phase of creation, favorable to further biodiversity and soul evolution experiments. Star elders came from a neighboring galaxy which you know as Orion's Nebula. They represented a confederation of sisters planets from different stars, systems in that ancient galaxy. They found the young Earth an auspicious ground to plant their DNA star seeds and genetic memories. For eons, in the early solid phase of creation, the land mass was an unstable chaotic turmoil, made of lava flows, quicksand and spontaneous chasms under continuous seismic pressure and volcanic activity. Only bacteria, algae and fungi could grasp hold on the emerged land and survive the volcanic gases. The Star Elders started by introducing some species of microbiological life and blue-green algae from their star systems that could accelerate the process of creating an atmosphere and suitable ecosystems. This first step of their intergalactic intervention brought alien species that have kept evolving on Earth. Their spiritual mission was to encourage the development of a variety of ecosystems and biodiversity. This would accelerate the process of consciousness evolution and of specification of species souls. The theory of panspermia proposing the spreading of life and genetic codes across the universe is right, but it also involves the participation of evolved intelligent species and spiritual consciousness. As the atmosphere was growing from bacterial activity, the land mass started to densify and stabilize. Pangaea was covering almost a complete hemisphere, superior in superficie to the sum of actual lands. Its volcanic summits reached higher than any surviving peak, its canyons had unreal depths and widths. A diversity of ecosystems and climatic zones developed, favorable for biodiversity to evolve faster. Yet, this dark sterile environment, where the light was provided by melting lava and lightning, and the thick hot air was filled with toxic gases, heavy smoke and burning fumes, was still hostile to life. The Star Elders who have assisted the birthing and evolution of many planets have a long-term vision. They can wait patiently through eons of slow progress, knowing the ultimate outcomes of processes. Meanwhile, the eldest elders act on higher interdimensional levels to ensure the evolution continues. Eventually, animal life started crawling on land and developed into many diversified forms of life. Since the sunlight never reached the Earth's hemisphere of solid land on Pangaea, the species could live without it and were mostly underground burrowers like worms, arthropods, arachnids or insects. Pangaea kept growing in size and mass all along its long existence, adding always more weight to the dark side of Earth. It created a situation in which biological life was evolving rapidly, while the evolution of souls and spiritual consciousness was very slow, the souls reincarnating at a faster rate. After eons, the heavy land mass exerting an increasing gravitational pull on Earth from its denser central region made of its highest volcanoes, ended up pulling the planet's core off center and caused it to explode. A huge mass of molten substances was projected in Earth's orbit in the biggest cataclysm ever seen on this planet, causing Pangaea to rip open, to split in two parts of nearly equal dimensions. The power of the explosion not only broke the land mass in halves, it started a planetary rotating spin. This gigantic natural cataclysm caused the second mass extinction of species, and the end of the early stage of the solid phase of creation. By giving birth to another celestial body, Mother Earth's soul grew. Her consciousness evolved into understanding the soul-bearing life-giving mother she really is to be. This extinction event was the rebirth experience that made her soul consciously loving her children. Chapter 25. The whole process produced a considerably enlarged and strengthened magnetosphere shielding Earth's surface from deadly solar radiations, making it more suitable and easier for biological life to develop. The ejected mass of substances started orbiting around the Earth and solidified into a natural satellite. That moon added its gravitational pull to the Earth, increasing her tides and the speed of her rotation. This first moon to gravitate around planet Earth is not the same one we see now, as it was destroyed. We will explain in time how and why. But for now we will continue with the story the way it unfolded. After the landmass hemisphere of Pangaea was split into two continents of similar proportions and projected apart, they started drifting rapidly at first, and more slowly over time, towards the two poles. This, added to the newly engaged rotation of the planet, allowed that soon, every landmass received some different time and amount of sunlight. As the gravitational explosion happened near the equator of that time, the Earth's axis was perpendicular to the ecliptic, pulling the land masses to both poles. This new situation provided an even wider variety of ecosystems and conditions to favor biodiversity. The second step of intergalactic intervention of the Star Elders was to help develop the vegetable rain. Species of lichens, mosses and primitive plants such as lycopods and ferns, were gradually introduced. Some beneficial genetics of species from other star systems were added to the naturally existing ones. They were highly evolved sentient plant species helping the plants to develop into complex life forms. Those specially selected, adaptable species of alien plants could live side by side with the native flora. Star elders seeded them in given areas of diverse ecosystems, to stimulate the interaction of species. Their spiritual mission was to encourage relations between species, creating symbiosis and ecosystems. On some occasions, this involved cloning and mixing DNA to make hybrid species of plant people. Those alien and hybrid sentient species of plant people have mixed naturally with the earthly flora and influenced the evolution of its genetics and sentient soul consciousness. Although most have gone extinct in time, some are still growing among earthly flora today, wrongly seen as endemic to Earth. With the apparition of flowered flora, the Star Elders introduced from their star systems some evolved species of insects and pollinizers, like ants and bees, to blend into earthly ecosystems and encourage the evolution of consciousness, through accelerating relations between the souls of species. Those alien species have over time, mixed their genetics naturally or artificially with earthly species, influencing DNA evolution on this home planet and creating hybrid sentient species of insect people. Most have vanished today or lost their original forms, but they left their genetic print in ecosystems. As the Earth turned into a beautiful garden, the Star Elders knew its caretaking was a long process. Until then in the solid phase of creation, they had been introducing evolved alien species they carried. They decided to introduce their own genetic memory on Earth to accelerate the consciousness progress. The most evolved earthly genetic material at the time came from the multi-legged species, evolved over a longer period from the dark and dense underworld of Pangaea, before the dawn rose on lands. They were highly adaptable and resistant to the hardest conditions and offered a large variety of DNA. Since their level of consciousness was primary on the evolution scale, the Star Elders used the DNA of evolved ants they had imported from their planets, that was more compatible with their alien genetics and that had very well adapted to almost all earthly ecosystems. Adding their own DNA, they created a spiritually conscious intelligent hybrid species, second one born on this home planet, the Ant People. Chapter 26. The Ant People were created by the Star Elders to assist them in their work of caretaking the garden. Their spiritual mission, like their Star Elders, was to continue encouraging interspecies soul relations, introducing new species or hybrids to environments. They accelerated biological symbiosis evolution. With the help of the elementals, their elder brothers, they participated in developing biodiversity. They are also known as the insect people and developed into a large diversity of species and hybrids. But the average archetype of their general appearance approximates that of ants, with or without wings. The ants' genetic pool, along with their Star Elders' DNA star seeds, constitute the essential of the genes. For these reasons, we will refer to their class of species as the Ant People, including their many forms. Incarnated in physical biological bodies, they communicate through astral soul telepathy and ethereal electromagnetic waves, being able to upload or download thoughts, psychic powers or energetic charges through their antennas. Since the task awaiting them was vast and complex, they were conceived to reproduce rapidly, but through selected queens laying eggs, as others kept working, much like ants do. They also have a binding species collective soul, allowing little individual consciousness. Their astral sensory ability, basis of individual emotional response and empathy, diminished over time. The two main land masses having their centers at the poles, received more sunlight and heat around their edges, closer to the tropics, so biological life developed faster in the coastal regions than inland. The two continents may be called respectively Borea and Austra, to distinguish them from each other. Their weight balance, the Earth axis and gravitational mass, providing two independent environments. Apart from them, a series of smaller islands and archipelagos emerged from the equatorial ocean belt. The Ant People, carrying DNA of borrowers, constructed an extensive network of caves and passages. In this underworld, they cultivated a genetic bank of DNA and devised species and hybrids to spread. They would then release these at the Earth's surface or in specific caves systems, to let them multiply. Much of their underground network still exists today and was successively occupied by other species. For many eons, the Ant People continued interacting with the ecosystems for their development into more highly diversified environments and evolved and life forms, cultivating the garden of organic life. They proceeded by first seeding spores of special fungi and certain insects they bred like ants do. When these selected species had done their evolutionary work in transforming the ecosystems, other naturally developed species resulting from the newly created conditions took over the environments. The long-term mandate of the Ant People included likewise, to leave the Earth to the earthly species, once they had completed their mission of ecosystems diversification and interspecies soul symbiosis. Over eons, they evolved into different species and started mixing other DNA to their own genetics. They created this way many species of intelligent hybrids of insect people, but gradually lost the soul connection and forgot the meaning of the spiritual reincarnation process and of the dharmic evolution. After warnings and calls to realign them with the cosmic order, they were banned from Star Council. Losing their original spiritual wisdom and the understanding of their purpose on Earth, they kept carrying on their operations of transforming genetic codes in increasingly complex DNA experiments. they started using nanoparticles and implants to speed up the karmic process of genetic manipulation. This long decline and downfall would eventually bring their world to an inevitable deadline and end. Chapter 27. Towards the end of the solid phase of creation, the Earth was inhabited by the widest spectrum of life forms, while the collective consciousness had lost the soul connection and spiritual evolution process. The two uncivilizations of ant people developed apart on both continents started fighting each other. Having evolved differently, they competed over more influence and control on genetics than their rival. Nanoparticles, implants, electromagnetic weapons, were their main arsenal on their anti-gravity crafts. Their war of two worlds over the control of genetic manipulation of this home planet lasted for eons. Its logistics included the genocide of the life forms created by the opponent's enforced DNA implants. As its intensity increased, the electromagnetic weapons caused greater seismic and volcanic activity. The third mass extinction event occurred when the magnetosphere imploded and collapsed violently. This brutal implosion caused an electric overcharge, exterminating the majority of species on Earth. The world was pierced by high currents and crossed by tremendous amounts of electromagnetic charges. The Earth's crust and both land masses was fissured and fractioned into several smaller continents. Even into the deepest depths on the underworld, the fire from the sky reached souls and annihilated life. It took ages before the electromagnetic charges balanced naturally again and restore the magnetosphere. This long-lasting period of thundering monster cell storms and multiplied earthquakes of gigantic sizes cleansed the Earth of a surplus of incarnated life forms that didn't serve the spiritual evolution process. The soul of the Earth found its purpose of being a womb for incarnations with spiritual consciousness. This purification process guided the Earth's soul to evolve into a spiritual collective consciousness. While most species and forms of life had been decimated, fewer available lineages offer bodies. Disincarnated souls had to stay much longer in the astral realm, allowing them to reconnect with soul. Yet, many forms of life, including the ant people, survived in small number in sparse populations. The newly formed continents and islands, from the fractioning of Borea and Ostra in multiples parts, took drifting courses converging towards the equator, since the geothermic burst of their motherlands. The stronger centrifugal force at the equator exerted a pull on all land masses, slowly drawn there. In the following eons, the recreation of biodiversity was a long process similar to its previous edition. The elementals carried the process on their own this time, with very little assistance of the ant people. The latter had to momentarily abandon conducting any more genetic interventions or any interference. They had to return to the guidance of their elder brothers, the elementals, and reconnect with the soul. The weak proportion of ant people who survived consisted in small groups of various mixed hybrids. Evolution of consciousness and spiritual dharmic process had considerably slowed down and evolved. The condition of the ant people and the results of their soul experiments caused great cosmic concerns. The Star Elders' Council studied to understand the situation and find some solutions to the problematic. The Council of Star Elders gathered delegations from several star systems to watch over the Earth. Those watchers had for spiritual mission to guard and protect the dharmic evolution process on Earth. They started visiting Earth on a steady basis and long term, to build permanent intergalactic outposts on every continent, intended to be centers of interspecies peaceful spiritual relations and soul evolution. Chapter 28. The collective consciousness on Earth needed to evolve towards a greater soul empathy and feeling. The astral bodies needed to be strengthened to produce deeper emotional sensitivity and soul response. The incarnated forms needed less physical invulnerability, and a larger conscious individual free will. Therefore, the astral phase of creation of intelligent self followed the solidification phase of creation. In the astral phase of creation of intelligent self, each continent developed its own flora and fauna. This provided even more possibilities for biodiversity to develop naturally, without need to manage it. Over eons, the life-giving home planet Earth replenished and fructified into a rich genetic diversity. More evolved species appeared with stronger individual consciousness, sensibility and basic instincts. Interactions diversified in forms not only between species, but also between individuals within species. Unlike in the previous era, the various individuals were not all following the soul of their species. They had a growing awareness of their individual self, developing stronger emotions and free will. The Council of Star Elders, invested in the construction of intergalactic consciousness outposts on Earth, found on the young virgin newly reformed Earth the fertile ground for the implantation of crystals. These highly evolved sentient entities of the mineral kingdom can store memories and energy charges. Large quantities of crystals from many other planets were brought to Earth and disseminated in sites. Those crystals of diverse chemical compositions were programmed with messages of cosmic wisdom. Under the appropriate circumstances, they vibrated at higher frequencies, emitting sound and images. They were also telepathic transmitters of the message they contained, like a network of radio antennas. These sacred stones were distributed on Earth in favorable ecosystems with more evolved life forms. They were disposed in concentric circles or in geometric patterns, to create ethereal energetic vortices. They served the double purpose of first, consolidating the fractal organization of higher molecular complexity by creating magnetic fields, creating ripples of crystallization on surrounding environments. Secondly, the messages of consciousness they carried and transmitted through telepathic etheric waves exerted a subtle long-term persistent and beneficial influence for spiritual levels of surrounding souls. The crystals transmitters were brought from various intergalactic outposts throughout the universe to the ones built on Earth, encrypted with huge amounts of memories and information from star elders. They were programmed with microscopic holographic animated libraries for intergalactic transmission. The star elders would then re-energize them and upgrade them in pyramid and domes they had built. This practice of implanting crystals inscribed with messages of cosmic consciousness has been used universally by the star elders to enhance the healing process and restore the dharmic ways on planets. On the long term, those programmed crystals created a network of healing energy, fields and ley lines. They channeled telluric currents and electromagnetic winds, influencing weather systems and patterns. They also act as etheric telepathic relays, whose healing vortices are felt naturally by sentient souls. After eons of dharmic healing, the Star Council of Elders was established on Earth in an intergalactic civilization, with many highly developed outposts on all continents, counting complex architectural achievements, including entire mountains shaped or carved with humanoid or animal features, networks of Cyclopean megalopolis, with gigantic pyramids and monuments of megalithic proportions, geometric towers, underground cities and crystal domed temples. Some still remain to this day. Chapter 29. When the maturing Earth recovered her balance and beauty, the Star Elders found her an appropriate ground for further soul evolution experiments, by inviting highly evolved souls from their star systems to incarnate on Earth, in order to accelerate the process of consciousness development to higher levels. The original intention of following the evolutionary dharmic process remained the essential guideline. Within the intergalactic outposts established on Earth, a series of various time-space passages were created through interdimensional stargates, bridging Earth through wormholes with several planets. These stargates, bridging worlds, facilitated intergalactic travels for souls and incarnated species alike. The Earth became increasingly visited by a growing number and diversity of alien species and souls. The intergalactic outposts on Earth became major centers of interspecies relations and cosmic affairs. The healed and renewed Earth became a favorite intergalactic destination and gathering for star elders. The immensely vast spectrum of star people who walked and lived on Earth in that era is beyond any description. while the level of evolution of the spiritual consciousness in the earthly life forms was still limited to defining the individual self through emotions and instincts, the variety of intelligent alien soul-conscious species transmitting on Earth reached proportions never reached before nor ever since. Since the Star Elders also have to attend the affairs of other planets and of their own worlds, they cannot fix themselves to any other distant planet for longer than their dharmic work is needed there. They must continue to come and go between worlds and return to their own home planets and mothers, in order to guarantee a continuity of the long-term evolutionary development of spiritual consciousness. Star Elders proposed the creation of new interspecies hybrids to keep a permanent watch on Earth. The most evolved, commonly available earthly gene pool of the era was from reptiles and amphibians. The majority of life forms living on Earth were of the reptilian and the amphibian classes of species. During that period, a wide diversity of species of dinosaurs multiplied, all of which would go extinct. Because of the vast array of earthly species and of alien species on Earth, the selection of the right genes for the creation of a new interspecies hybrid race on this home planet was a delicate choice. The Star Elders started by studying the multiples possibilities, sorting the best probabilities of success. Their research on the earthly species genetics paralleled detailed examination of the diverse pools of souls to determine the best candidates for incarnating on this home planet in the next hybrid species. This first stage of their intergalactic intervention, with the intention of creating another interspecies hybrid on Earth, took millions of years, testing the patience of species with shorter evolution span and longevity, many of which needed multiple incarnations to keep following with this evolution process. This caused species from younger star systems to campaign for the use of their own DNA for hybrids. Their request being based on specific species' interests rather than on the greater order was denied. Many aeons passed until the Star Elders had completed their genetic mapping and soul examinations. They finally decided to use the DNA of Star Elders from Andromeda and Orion, who had already left their genetic memories on Earth through previous hybrid interspecies that had influenced evolution. The decision was accepted unanimously, but unwillingly by the faction that had expressed discontent. So from its very beginning, the creation of the Lizard People was cause of dissent in the Star Council. Chapter 30. The Lizard People are also called Snake People, but since they most often have limbs and hands, we will refer to them as Lizard People. This class of hybrid interspecies also counts numerous categories. The first ones were created by the Star Elders Council to contribute to the dharmic evolution of soul. The souls selected as best candidates to incarnate into Lizard People were the ones coming from older worlds that had survived to previous mass extinction and severe spiritual evolutionary regression. They were ancient souls that had much experience in evolution, carrying their karmic burdens to heal. For many eons, souls selected from several star systems incarnated on Earth through Lizard People. Their spiritual mission, like their Star Elders, was to define the self-consciousness through emotions. They communicated through soul telepathy and astral projections, transferring their thoughts in images. They could activate holographic vortices and shape-shift matter with their impressive psychic powers. Through the stargates and intergalactic outposts, souls came down to Earth with their spiritual guides. They were instructed, through interdimensional relations, on the spiritual ways of dharmic incarnation. These intelligent evolved souls understood through the whole process that they had come to Earth to incarnate and take part consciously in the long-term spiritual evolution of soul and consciousness. After eons of this continuous process, the Earth hosted a civilization of diversified lizard people. Their large diversity of forms was due to the various origins of the souls and of earthly genetic pool. Earth's soul and collective consciousness had considerably risen in higher frequency and awareness. Through the activated crystal vortices and the pyramid temples, the incarnating souls were instructed. Seeing the diversified array of lizard people, the star people who had been refused to use their DNA for their creation, rebelled against the council and proceeded in modifying the lizard people in secret. They started abducting specimens and taking them into deep underground bases in the underworld. They developed large laboratories and colonies in the ancient caves once dug out by the ant people. As they kept descending deeper into the underworld, they encountered survivors of the ant people. They abducted them too, to use their DNA and create more reptilian and insectoid modified hybrids.